Our normal view is that our daily experiences, whether unpleasant or pleasant, come from external sources. That's our normal view. No. Think about it for a moment. You know, normally, what do we look for in the morning when we're hungry? Pleasant, tasty breakfast, because we feel it will make us happy. Sunshine. We want a good day. If we don't have any breakfast, we don't have any sunshine, we're unhappy. So our mood, our feelings are often dictated entirely by what is happening externally in our life. Following this view, that things depend, our happiness depends upon external things. Yeah. Following this view, we dedicate our whole life to improving our external conditions. But still our human problems and suffering increase year by year. Check it out. As we get older, maybe there's a little time when we're young, very young, when things seem to get better. But as we get older, we know. Although we're trying very hard to accumulate all the right conditions, in reality, things are getting worse. We're getting older. We're getting uglier. We're getting more decrepit. And so forth. So many things start to go wrong for us. But still, we can live in total denial of this. If we are not careful, we must be careful to avoid this. What does this show us? Sorry, I'm reading without my glasses, I can't read. What does this show us, this situation that we're in, of expecting to solve our problems by external methods? Geshe-la tells us it clearly indicates that our normal view is incorrect and only deceives us. These are powerful words. I find these words very cutting. Our normal view is incorrect, is wrong, and it only deceives us. It's not that it deceives us. It only deceives us. Nothing else that it does. This view that, you know, our happiness, unhappiness come from external sources. It deceives us. That's all it does. It's a trick. Incorrect views and intentions, incorrect views and intentions cause us to follow wrong paths that lead to suffering. So I'm going to talk about these paths. We're going to learn what these paths are, the wrong paths and the correct paths, the incorrect and correct paths. We're going to try to make a strong decision at the end of the session to follow only correct paths. Okay? We have to start somewhere. So we start where we are today. You think, I already started. Well, good if you already started. Wonderful. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Incorrect views and intentions cause us to follow wrong paths that lead to suffering, whereas correct views and intentions enable us to follow spiritual paths that lead to happiness. Okay, so there's a distinction here between an incorrect view or intention and intention that leads to suffering and a correct view and intention that leads to happiness. Now, here, Venerable Geshe-la is not talking about the phony, temporary happiness of worldly pleasures. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the real happiness that arises from wisdom, the wisdom that follows the spiritual path, training in Buddhist teachings. The more we train in Buddhist teachings, we meditate on those teachings, the deeper our experience of peace becomes, and the more powerful our experience of real happiness becomes, the less problems we have. So when he says correct views and intentions lead to happiness, spiritual paths lead to happiness, this is the happiness he means. He doesn't mean what we call happiness, you know, watching Netflix and enjoying drinking orange juice and these worldly pleasures. In reality, Buddha said, they're just suffering, changing suffering. So in this context, the word path or paths does not mean external paths, of course, that lead from one place to another. We do not need to study external paths because we can see them with our eyes. Paths in this context refers to internal paths, which basically means our actions of mind. Paths here means mind. When we hear path, a spiritual path, it's a mind. This is why I asked earlier on, have you found, did you yet discover your own spiritual path? In other words, did you discover a mind within yourself that is taking you to real happiness? Have you found it? Do you know what it looks like? We know what external paths look like, don't we? We can take photographs and we can walk on them. And do we know what our internal paths look like? The internal correct path that leads us to pure and everlasting happiness.